homely.
Okay. And you'd use that more for men than for women? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you could use it for both.
How about terms for women?
Ugly.
Okay. How about a really attractive boy or man?
Well, attractive would be a word.
You say good looking?
Good looking, yes.
And yeah. For a girl, for a woman?
Well, attractive and pretty.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right, what do you call a person who, a bookish person, somebody's always reading books, always in the library?
Intellectual.
Well, now, how would you distinguish somebody who was always reading books from somebody who was simply intelligent?
No. Bookish. I don't know.
Would you call him a bookworm?
Bookworm is right. Yes, you could call him a bookworm.
How about somebody who's just extremely intelligent? Hey, can you remember any slang words for that?
No, I can't.
Okay. How about somebody who goes out of his way for praise and attention from his superiors, whether it be his boss or his teacher in school?
There's a name for that, but I can't remember what it is.
Okay. What do you call the first 7 or 8 grades of school? What do you call that school?
I know that too.
What are all the different types of schools there until you get to college?
Well, there's high school, and well, that's the one that I can't remember now that you've got me. High school, and below that is the elementary. That's what I was trying to think of, elementary school.
And is there a school between this?
The junior high.
Okay. Did you go to a junior high?
Well, I was in Ward Belmont, which was
From starting what age?
I went to a private school, a little private school, until I went into high school.
Oh, so when you were about 13 or 14,
yes.
You started at Belmont. I see. Okay. What do you call the big room in a school? I don't know if they have them in girls' schools or not, but it's where you play basketball.
Basketball court. A gymnasium.
Yeah.
Gymnasium.
All right, what do you call the place in a school where the toilets are?
Oh, dear. Isn't that funny? Your brain goes on things like that.
Yeah.
Such a familiar and common name. I can't even remember it.
I don't know. I would just call it a bathroom. So
no,
it's
another name. I can't think of it.
It's not lavatory.
It wouldn't be a bathroom. Laboratory, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be it.
All right. Were there kids at either your elementary school or your high school that were from any other nationalities?
No.
Okay. Are there any Orientals in Nashville?
Yes, there are some.
Do you know any slang names for them? Any?
No.
How about slang names for Catholics?
No.
How about for extremely fundamentalist sects of Protestants?
No.
Primitive Baptists?
Well, there are those, but I don't know any particular names for them except the denominational name.
Have you ever heard of Holy Rollers?
Yes, they are Holy Rollers.
Okay. And how about for Jews?
I don't know any particular name that we've known them as, yeah.
Okay. I have many ethnic groups here, but apparently you don't know slang names for them.
No.
Did the Germans have any?
No, I don't think they had any names for them. Yeah, I don't believe that.